Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron discuss global and regional issues on phone, including efforts for an early end to the Ukraine conflict. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman says she will personally monitor whether benefits of GST cut are being passed on to citizens. Sudden heavy rain in Uttarkashi district of Uttarakhand throws normal life out of gear. Chief Minister orders relief and rescue operations on a war footing. More than 40 Palestinians killed in Israeli attacks across Gaza. Indian archers storm into finals of compound men's team and mixed pair events at World Archery Championships in South Korea, ensuring at least 2 medals. And in Asia Cup hockey, India take dominating lead of 7-0 against China in ongoing Super 4 stage match a short while ago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi exchanged views on international and regional issues with French President Emmanuel Macron, including efforts for bringing an early end to the conflict in Ukraine. Mr. Modi reiterated India's consistent support for peaceful resolution of the conflict and early restoration of peace and stability. In a telephonic conversation, both leaders reviewed and assessed the progress in bilateral cooperation in various areas. Prime Minister Modi said in a social media post that India-France strategic partnership will continue to play a key role in fostering global peace and stability. Prime Minister Modi thanked President Macron for accepting the invitation to the AI Impact Summit being hosted by India in February next year and said he is looking forward to welcome him in India. Recently, Prime Minister Modi had held a conversation with European Council President Antonio Costa and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. They reaffirmed the shared commitment for an early conclusion of the India-EU FTA and implementation of the IMEEC corridor. They also exchanged views on issues of mutual interest and efforts for bringing an early end to the conflict in Ukraine. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said she will personally monitor the passing on of GST benefits to citizens. In an interview with a media channel, the finance minister said people from across the country have termed the GST reforms as a welcome move. She urged people to report if the benefits are not being passed on to them. She added that several industry players have already pledged to pass on the benefits. She further stated that the GST reforms required long working hours and bureaucratic effort. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said the Prime Minister has given significant relief and a valuable gift to middle-class families with next-generation GST reforms. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnav said the GST reforms are expected to add around 20 lakh crore rupees to the nation's GDP, significantly boosting the country's economy.
GST के रिफॉर्म से देश के आर्थिक उन्नति में भी बहुत बड़ा एक लाभ मिलेगा अगर हम प्योर इकोनॉमिक्स के पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू से बात करें हमारी देश की जीडीपी है करीब 330 लाख करोड़ की अभी इसमें से करीब 202 लाख करोड़ हमारा कंजम्पशन है 202 लाख करोड़ जो कंजम्पशन है ये अगर जीएसटी के इस छूट के बाद में अगर 10% भी बढ़ता है तो 20 लाख करोड़ की एक्स्ट्रा जीडीपी देश में आती है तो ये अपने आप में बहुत महत्वपूर्ण है बिकॉज प्रोडक्शन जब बढ़ता है तो स्वाभाविक है कि उसका रोजगार का इम्पैक्ट आता है स्वाभाविक है कि बहुत सारी जो जितनी हमारी आर्थिक गतिविधियां हैं वो सब बढ़ने लगती है
The wide-ranging reductions in goods and services tax across key sectors will directly impact cooperatives, farmers, rural enterprises and will benefit more than 10 crore dairy farmers in the country. The Ministry of Cooperation has said rural entrepreneurship will be promoted and access to essential goods will be ensured for millions of households. In the dairy sector, with branded and unbranded milk and paneer having been exempted from GST, farmers and consumers will be directly benefited. The tax on butter, ghee and similar products has been reduced to 5%. GST on milk cans made of iron, steel or aluminium has also been brought in the 5% category. The GST on tractors below 1800 cc has been reduced to 5%, which will make tractors more affordable and benefit not only crop farmers, but also those engaged in animal husbandry and mixed farming. GST on key fertilizer inputs has also been reduced from 18 to 5%. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said it is wonderful to see Bhutanese Prime Minister Sherin Tobgay and his wife pray at the Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Mandir in Ayodhya. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the ideals of Lord Ram give strength and inspiration to millions across the globe. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh today inaugurated the campus tank in New Delhi for empowering the youth of the country. The flagship startup launchpad will provide the country's next generation founders with an early career professional opportunity to build the next big thing by setting up their own startup. The minister said to sustain the startup movement should have a very strong industry linkage.
Today's event is the first of its kind. They have launched a campus tank dedicated to the startups, creating a structure where there could be an easy facilitation of public-private linkage with a university, an academic institution acting as a catalyst. This trend would pick up across the country. We have reached number 3 in the startup sector. The startup movement to sustain should have a very strong industry linkage, rather early industry linkage.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. In Uttarakhand, due to sudden heavy rains in Uttarkashi district this evening, the Naugaon stream swelled up. Water and debris from the stream entered the market area and dozens of houses. Some vehicles parked on the road were also swept away by the flow of water. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami directed the district administration to carry out relief and rescue operations on a war footing. He also instructed to take the affected people to safe places and provide all possible help. District Administration, SDRF and NDRF teams have left for the affected area. In Punjab, no further loss from floods has been reported in the last 2 days as the situation is gradually coming under control. Barring some villages of Patiala and Ludhiana, which have been recently inundated due to the overflowing of Tangri, Markanda and controlled release of extra water from Bhakra Dam, the situation in other areas is under control. Punjab Water Resources Minister Barinder Kumar Goyal has confirmed to Akashvani that as there is no prediction of heavy rain in the coming days and if controlled release of water from dams remains normal, the situation will be well in control soon. More from our correspondent.
A number of medical camps are being organized across the state for general checkup and providing medicines to the affected people. District administrations are getting the fogging done to disinfect the areas from mosquitoes and other insects. Large number of people along with NGOs are jointly working to strengthen the embankments wherever required, evacuating the stranded along with expert teams of Indian Army, Air Force, BSF and NDRF and providing them food and other necessary items. Punjabi singers are also pulling in. Two inter-ministerial central teams comprising officials from multiple ministries including agriculture, finance, energy and rural development have started assessing the loss to prepare a damage report to give it to the union government. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
In view of the flood situation in Punjab, the Delhi government has announced a contribution of 5 crore rupees to the Punjab Chief Minister's Relief Fund. Addressing the media in New Delhi today, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said that in these difficult times, the people of Delhi and the Delhi government stand with the people of Punjab.
दिल्ली सरकार की ओर से हम पंजाब सीएम रिलीफ फंड में 5 करोड़ रुपए की सहायता देने की घोषणा करते हैं हम उन्हें चाहते हैं कि पंजाब जल्दी इन विकट स्थितियों से निकल करके बाहर आए वहां का हर नागरिक राहत महसूस करे वहां के लोगों को फिर से अपनी दिनचर्या अपना घर परिवार मिल पाए और जो परिस्थितियां वहां चल रही है पानी के कारण से वो सब ठीक हो पाए
In Himachal Pradesh, relief is likely from the spell of heavy monsoon rains over the next few days. According to the Meteorological Department, there is a possibility of light to moderate rainfall in the state till the 12th of September, but no alert or warning has been issued. A report.
With the pace of rainfall slowing down in Himachal Pradesh today, relief and rescue operations have gained momentum. In the Akhada Bazar area of District Kullu, out of 9 people trapped under debris due to landslides, the bodies of 8 have been recovered, while the search for one person is still on. Today, the rescue team managed to recover 4 bodies from the debris, including that of an NDRF personnel. Meanwhile, in District Chamba, the remaining 64 pilgrims stranded during the Manimahesh Yatra were safely evacuated today with the help of Air Force helicopters, and the rescue operation has now been completed. According to official figures, 17 people lost their lives during this Yatra. In the meantime, all rivers and streams in the state are in spate, and the water levels of several dams has reached close to the danger mark. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
The Met Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Gujarat and Rajasthan till tomorrow, with the possibility of extremely heavy falls at isolated places in Gujarat. Extremely heavy rainfall is also likely over West Rajasthan tomorrow. 6 people have lost their lives after the ropeway cable broke at Pavagarh in Panchmahal district of Gujarat today. The accident occurred when the ropeway cable, which was being prepared to carry construction materials from the famous pilgrimage site of Pavagarh to the temple, broke. Among the killed are 2 lift operators, 2 workers and 2 other persons present at the site during the mishap. A technical team has launched an investigation to determine the exact cause of the cable failure. More than 41 Palestinians have been killed in Israeli attacks across Gaza since dawn. According to media reports, this includes 25 people in Gaza City and 6 aid seekers. Moreover, 2 people were killed in the bombing of a tented encampment in the Al-Mawasi area in Khan Yunis, where Israel said it was establishing a humanitarian zone. Since the start of Israel's war on Gaza in October 2023, at least 64,368 people have been killed and 162,367 wounded across Gaza. Indian archers at the World Archery Championships in Gwangju, South Korea, made a spectacular start to their World Championships campaign, storming into the finals of the compound men's team and mixed pair events to assure at least 2 medals today. The men's team showed remarkable composure under pressure, coming from behind in all 3 contests, edging past Australia in a shoot-off, pipping the USA by a single point, and then toppling third seed Turkey by 2 points to storm into Sunday's gold medal clash against France. In the Asia Cup Hockey Championship, India thrashed China 7-0 in the Super 4 stage match. At the Rajgir International Stadium a short while ago, Indian team is at the top of the Super 4 stage points table, accumulating 7 points. In the other Super 4 stage match, Korea stunned Malaysia 4-3 at Bihar Sports University Hockey Stadium in Rajgir this evening. Mumbai witnessed a spectacular culmination of the 10-day celebration of Ganeshotsav today. More than 7,400 Gaudi and Ganesh idols were immersed in Mumbai. We have more from our correspondent.
Mumbaikars today bid a tearful adieu to Lord Ganesh, whom they lovingly call Ganpati Bappa, on the culmination of the 10-day-long Ganeshotsav. Idols from homes and Ganesh mandals were taken for immersion amidst rhythmic beating of drums and jubilant chants of Ganpati Bappa Maurya. The visurgent processions of the famous Lalbagh Jaraja and Mumbai Jaraja are one of the most iconic sights of the city. Lakhs of devotees eagerly waited on streets for the final darshan of the deity. The state administration has taken various measures to ensure that the process of immersion is carried out smoothly. Mumbai police have also made elaborate arrangements to ensure smooth flow of vehicles during the immersion processions. Prarthana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron discuss global and regional issues on phone, including efforts for an early end to the Ukraine conflict. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman says she will personally monitor whether benefits of GST cut are being passed on to citizens. Sudden heavy rain in Uttarkashi district of Uttarakhand throws normal life out of gear. Chief Minister orders relief and rescue operations on a war footing. More than 40 Palestinians killed in Israeli attacks across Gaza. Indian archers storm into finals of compound men's team and mixed pair events at World Archery Championships in South Korea. And in Asia Cup Hockey, India thrashed China 7-0 in the Super 4 stage match. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.